Gary Gladstone has been to Mars. He's been to purgatory. He's even been to hell and back and has got the photos to prove it. Gary Gladstone is an award-winning photographer and the author of a new book called Passing Gas and Other Towns Along the American Highway, a collection of photos of more than 75 small towns across the United States with unusual names. Gary Gladstone joins us from his home in New York's Hudson Valley. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hiya, Scott.
Now, how did it happen that you began to undertake this as a theme for a book?
Well, one day just traveling in upstate New York and rushing to get to a job and saw a sign come by that was the town name, Surprise. And we smiled as we crested the hill, and sure enough, on the other side was a state trooper. It started me thinking about town names and do people really live in Panic or Nutsville?
Nutsville, Virginia.
Nutsville.
Where you met a woman who's a splash artist, and that I don't understand.
Neither did I. I said, what is that? And she looked and smiled and said, well, I'm a house painter. And apparently that's what the locals call a house painter.
My favorite photo in your book comes from Fleetown, Ohio. And it's a reminder, you know, animals always win the day.
I was being smart, Alec, and thought I would bring their dog into the photograph because Fleetown dog, I'm inventing a little joke in my head, and the dog suddenly started scratching. I never burned through so much film in my life.
And, of course, we have to ask about Gas, Kansas.
Gas was a town. We were on our way from Tightwad going over to Peculiar in Missouri, and somebody had mentioned that we'd only be 100 miles out of our way to run over to Kansas and to a town called Gas. And we looked it up, found a diner there, and called the diner owner. And I asked her how we got there, and she said, well, you come down Route 59, go west, but be careful. If you blink, you're going to pass Gas.
She knew what she was saying.
She knew it, and I think she was waiting to say it.
Yeah. And I remember the story about, was it a waitress in Texas who said, oh, my gosh, you're the first New Yorker I've ever met in my life?
Yeah, she did. We were shooting in Ding Dong. And she said, where are you all from? And my assistant said, New York. And she said, oh, my God. She turned around. She shouted at the seven other people in the restaurant, I have just waited on my first New Yorkers. Then she sat down and joined us for 20 minutes, and we were starving before she took the order.
I gather, Mr. Gladstone, that you found there are an awful lot of nice people who live in funny-sounding places.
There was not one place that folks didn't know what we were doing and thrilled that somebody could join in the gag, and they just couldn't help us enough. It was a revelation for me. It really was. I just met the sweetest people. I have fond memories of almost everybody, and I can still smell the grass in some of their front yards.
Well, thanks so much, Mr. Gladstone.
My pleasure.
Gary Gladstone, a photographer and author of Passing Gas and Other Towns Along the American Highway. You can find more information at our website, npr.org.